Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve. 10 in the morning now, 7:46 here on a Wednesday. And three big things. Basketball, Wichita State 56, Florida, South Florida 43, Kansas 81, Kansas State 60.
Two.
Wichita street crews working to prepare for nasty weather.
One.
Opening Senate impeachment debate 13 hours over witnesses and documents. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've now had a couple of different traffic accidents, northbound I-235 and Kellogg area. They're still saying to avoid that area for the time being. Again, we've got some wet and very slushy and wet roadways out there. Things are very, very slippery. You're going to have to slow down. I think that's the biggest advice out there. Slow down. Give yourself plenty of extra room between you and the vehicles around you. It's going to take you lots of extra time to get anywhere you're going this morning. We've had several reports of slide-offs in the Wichita area. Watch out on the bridges and overpasses. And again, the roadways in Wichita this morning, just very, very slushy. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And if you're out there driving right now, you look around, somebody is tailgating somebody at 60 miles an hour in the slush. There's another person over there that doesn't have their headlights on. But that's kind of the way it goes. Be careful out there this morning. Cloudy, breezy, 100% chance for rain and snow today with a high of 37 degrees, possible accumulation of 2 inches. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 34. Thursday, partly cloudy, 20% chance for late day rain. Tomorrow's high up to 45. So you can see the temperatures staying above freezing for the most part over the next 24 to 48. Right now, light snow. We have a south wind gusting to 30 miles per hour and 34 degrees. Whatever Kansas weather deals us from 1 minute to the next, be prepared. Whether it's snow, rain, sun, or cold, when Kansas weather changes, go see Hatman Jacks for protection from the elements. Hatman Jacks at the clock tower in Delano. A new mystery illness in China sent the stock market into the red Tuesday.
Markets closing off the lows of the session, but still red across the board as fears ramp up over the spread of the so-called coronavirus. The CDC confirming the first case in the U.S. in Seattle. The news sending airline stocks to session lows, with United and American losing ground around 4% of their value. Later in the day, Boeing halted for trading on news that the regulators are pushing back the timeline for the ungrounding of the 737 MAX jet, dashing investor hopes that the plane would return to service in April. Boeing ending the day down over 3%, shaving around 100 points from the Dow. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Higher prescription drug sales helped push Johnson & Johnson's fourth quarter profit up by 32%. World's biggest maker of healthcare products reported net income of $4.01 billion in the quarter, about $1.50 per share. So when it comes to healthcare, the way you win is to own a lot of stock in the healthcare companies.
Yep.
You're not going to win on the lower end where you have to pay the premiums and copays. You got to have some stock in the big companies. That's the way it works. On behalf of the Aerospace Task Force, there's a news release, and the Aerospace Task Force, they have a website they've got up, and it's helping people with who are victims of the layoffs from the 737 MAX and their production suspension. I've got their URL here. It's aircapitaloftheworld.com/commitment. And you're on your own on the spelling and the capitalization and all that, but that's what it is, Air Capital of the World. And they have I brought it up on my computer, Ted, and they've got jobs, openings, things like that. So they're trying to help out. We're going to have a job fair tomorrow up at the Alliance up there at 21st and Amadon. They're trying to help out. everybody trying to do their part here. As we, some of the layoffs, I guess, are going to start to get in the slips today.
Ooh.
So, and we just talked, of course, with Congressman Marshall, talking about the fact that reminding us that, again, it's not just Spirit. There's all these subcontractors,
suppliers,
smaller business suppliers that feed into the aircraft industry, and we're hoping that Textron and Bombardier can take up some of the slack here.
It's all connected, yeah.
And maybe keep this thing going. We don't want to have a great big recession here in South Central Kansas. Of course, the recession in 2008 smacked us right in the kisser, and it's taken us all this time to kind of get back to where we were, but we aren't all 100%. Get that MAX back in the air, and maybe we can get some production going again and get some of the jobs back.
Yep, didn't get great news on that front yesterday either.
Nope. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted. Possible changes in financing Wichita's new stadium. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, 2 weeks after passing a 2-cent sales tax increase in the area around the downtown baseball stadium, the Wichita City Council is considering changes. A new resolution includes three modifications. One would allow for the Community Improvement District revenues to help pay for new performing arts and convention centers if they're built south of Waterman Street on the east bank of the river. Members of the Machinist Union at Spirit AeroSystems could vote soon on whether to extend their current contract agreement with the company. The extension would be for 3 years. Other considerations include a general wage increase, core insurance cost containment, cost of living adjustments, and extended insurance coverage for those who were laid off. The Wichita City Council approved that letter of intent for NetApp industrial revenue bonds. The project did not meet the usual cost ratio benefit, but council members agreed with staff that job creation and the retention made the agreement beneficial to the city. Wichita will provide up to $33 million in IRB revenue for MWCB. That's the group heading the project. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I confess to you, I don't know much about NetApp. I know they've created a bunch of jobs in town. Is that a local company?
It is.
Yep. All right. So.
They're going to have their new headquarters out at the Innovation Campus.
Right, out at Wichita State University on the campus where there's almost more retail than there is classrooms. But hey, just a quick comment, and because I know you're a K-State alumnus, and this thing that happened last night after the basketball game, where the two teams just
crazy,
so ugly, and I think Weber, the K-State coach, nailed it. He's talking about how immature that is, and you know,
and both sides are to blame.
Yeah, like, there nobody's
the kid, you know, from K-State should not have stolen the ball.
Yeah,
you know, here it is, 20 points down, and he's doing that. But the reaction certainly it was
inappropriate.
An overreaction, I think.
You know, but think about this for just a little bit, because these are they look, you know, they're grown men. They're big grown men.
Right.
But sometimes they're still 19, 18, 19-year-old kids, really, in their minds, I guess.
Yep.
And they're playing in front of that pressure and all that. You just have to take care of you have to keep your poise, as our coach used to say. You can't lose it. But anyway.
And it's kind of scary that they went into an area with fans there. And I guess it was handicapped
fans. So it's just in the, of course, they do it on the national TV. We'll try to. I don't know how we're going to make up for it, but that's just a sad day. And we'll
be talking about that one for a while.
It's a good example of how not to do things for all you young people out there.
Okay? Right.
All right. Thank you, sir. 7:55 here with Steve and Ted. Coming up at 8 o'clock, top of the hour, at the 8 o'clock hour at KNSS. And we've got the latest on the Senate impeachment trial. That's on the way. Plus, Ted has sports this morning, right, Ted?
Yeah, speaking of that brawl, we'll have highlights and reaction to that. And, of course, the big hockey all-star game tonight in downtown Wichita.
And you've got entertainment news on the way.
Yeah, we'll get you all the entertainment news you need to know at 8:35 this morning. It's always super entertaining. Be here for that.
Called The Blur. And, of course, traffic and weather, traffic in this and this iffy weather situation, all in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.